Hello, and welcome to the Sekinoe Prefectural Park. As we begin along this walk, you will find a short explanation of this area on the nearby signage. Should you have any questions at all, feel free to ask at any point. Firstly, as we approach the falls, I would like to point you to the main features of the area. As I'm sure you're well aware, the Sekinoe Falls are, in fact, three separate waterfalls. The main waterfall, called the Ōtaki in Japanese, can be found on the left, with a height of 18 meters from the top of the falls to the water basin below. In addition, there are the male falls, or Ōtaki, in the center, and the female falls, or Medaki, on the right. Combined, the Sekinoe Falls measures approximately 40 meters across, and has long been ranked amongst the top 100 of Japan's waterfalls. The primary feature of this area, though, is not the falls, but in fact the potholes found above them. And indeed, while you may think that the smooth stones found at the top are the focal point, it is in fact the holes that have been carved out of them that are the main focus. Over the course of a great many years, the welded tough stone that forms the riverbed above the falls was worn down by splintered rock from the Kirishima Mountains. These rocks, in addition to the constant flow of the Shōnai River, caused the riverbed to form smooth channels leading up to the waterfall's edge. These potholes begin some 600 meters back from the falls and are 80 meters wide at its widest point, resulting in some 40,000 square meters of potholes along the river. It is said that looking upon these potholes from a great distance is reminiscent of looking upon the shell of a great turtle. As we continue through this area, let me tell you a little about the surrounding facilities nearby. This area is a part of what is known as the Sekinoe Green Village, home to not only these falls, but lodging facilities, a kiddie and 25-meter pool, tennis courts, and more. At the rest stop nearby, there's also a gift shop, limited tourist information, and food available. And there are a number of walks around the area where you can see azaleas or rhododendron, and relax amidst the nature around you. Should you travel a bit further out, there's also the Miyakunojō Historical Museum, with an extensive collection of ancient documents and artifacts handed down from generation to generation, the Kannon Ike Park, the Puppet Theatre Museum, and much more. This brings us to the end of our journey here. If there's anything more you'd like to know, please feel free to ask. Thank you very much.